Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 9, verse 4. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Pat Flynn felt overwhelmed. He was struggling to develop an online course, but it seemed as though the harder he worked, the more complicated it became. It was then that he had a chance to sit down with an author by the name of Tim Ferriss. During their discussion, Tim Ferriss asked a key question. If developing this course were easy, what would it look like? The question was a game changer for Pat. It tore down his false presumption that the setup of his course had to be complex to be good. He rethought everything he had been doing, stopped feeling overwhelmed, and ended up with a much better course. In Acts chapter 9, a Jewish man by the name of Saul embraced a powerful presumption. He presumed that the followers of a crucified teacher by the name of Jesus were wrong about his being the promised Savior of the world. For that reason, Saul had made it his business to persecute and root out these Jesus followers wherever he could find them. That all changed, however, when the risen Jesus himself confronted Saul with the question, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Such a question challenged Saul's entire presumption, and with that question, Jesus, his gospel, and the power of his Holy Spirit quickly brought Saul to faith and changed his life forever. Perhaps the Lord could confront us with some why questions. Why do you continue to worry your way through your day? Why do you spend so much time on social media, but not so much in God's Word? Why do you tell yourself you're too busy for the things you know are truly important? Why do you behave as though the Lord Jesus is not in control? Why do you avoid taking a moment to tell your child or grandchild what Jesus means to you? Whatever the question is, the Lord can use it for great blessing. It can bring us to repentance. And through His gospel, He can refresh us all over again in the forgiveness He purchased for us at the cross. Lord Jesus, confront me with the question I need to hear. Bring me to repentance. Refresh me in your forgiveness. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.